Are you ready? It is that time. That is the Boston Pops playing Sleigh Ride, featured in a video to kick off the 2022 Holiday Pops tomorrow night, Symphony Hall. Conductor Keith Lockhart joins us now. Keith, welcome back.
Thank you, Tiziana. Good to talk to you.
You too. So I have to ask you, do you play any holiday music at home, or is that like work for you, and so at home you're playing something else?
Well, I don't play a whole lot of music at home to begin with. People ask, you know, what do you listen to when you kick back? And I say, well, nothing. That having been said, there, you know, we have kids at home and holiday music is an important part of that. And what we really try to do, we don't play any holiday music really till we get up to Christmas Day. And then on Christmas Day, we gather around the piano and get all of them to do their renditions of their favorite carols. So we get some practice in too.
Okay, so you got to tell us a couple of the carols that appear at the Lockhart family piano.
Well, they're always asking me which my favorite are, and Christopher, my youngest, has decided that my favorite is the Christmas song, the Mel Torme classic.
Yeah.
So he's figured out how to play it on alto sax, and I often get serenaded by that. Whereas the 12-year-old, Kellen, prefers the kind of more stentorian Lutheran sort of Christmas carols.
So a little bit of all of it for you.
Exactly. But I've always loved the music of this season. And I think that's probably good because after 27 years, if I didn't love this music, I would have been driven stark raving mad.
Yeah, because it's like 27, 37 performances every December, basically.
It is this year in total, the whole organization is doing 39, starting on Thursday and ending on Christmas Eve. And that's actually down probably about 30% from pre-pandemic levels.
Yeah. And you're performing not just at Symphony Hall, but there are some other places that you're performing. I think, Worcester, Connecticut. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, for years, we've gone around to a number of regional venues. We really think of them as part of the holiday tradition. Some of those people, of course, come into Boston to hear the show in Symphony Hall. But for years, we played up in Manchester, New Hampshire. We open our short tour in Worcester this coming Friday. And let me see, we play in stores on the UConn campus and also in Lowell at the Memorial Auditorium. And we've done that pretty much ever since I've been here.
All right, let me give listeners dates on that. Stores, Connecticut, I think, is December 3rd. Manchester, New Hampshire is December 10th. And Lowell is December 18th. So you mentioned the fact that it's a lot of performances, fewer than before the pandemic. I was thinking a lot, you know, the sing-along is back this year. And in fact, I'm going to give a little sound here. This is a little bit of a Holiday Pop sing-along that was at the Prudential Center outside back in 2010. Does it mean a lot to you to be able to bring the sing-along? This is the first year back, yeah, with the sing-along.
It does. It's always been, I mean, what we try to do here in Symphony Hall for Holiday Pops is a blend of traditions, of familiar things, of things that people can come back to year after year and, you know, especially these days, go, at least that's still here, you know, thank God that's still with us. Plus, of course, new stories to tell, new songs to sing, new ways of expressing the hopes and the celebration of the holiday season. But one of the most important traditions is the sing-along. And I think it's important, it extends a long way beyond just what we do here in the hall. What an amazing time of the year that you can get 2,000 people, 1,500 of which would never open their mouths to sing in public at any other point, howling along together joyfully in songs of the season. I think it's an amazing gesture and says a lot more than just its place on the program. So last year we missed it because of course, lingering nervousness about that much aerosol. And
of course, Omicron was right on the heels. So,
right. Yes. And, you know, we honestly, obviously, we're not totally out of the woods yet, but I think a lot of people are thinking at some point we have to go on and live our lives.
So that is my question on this, because I'm imagining the first night, right? Everybody, that collective 2,000 people, as you said, 1,500 of whom would never open their mouths, take a deep breath. Do you anticipate that split second of trepidation or sort of headfirst gusto? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, my crystal ball doesn't work any better than anybody else's does these days.
Yeah, but you know that audience and you know that place.
Yes. What I do think is what we experienced when we came back for the first time at the beginning of the holiday season last year. There was nothing sadder than 2020 and not being able to gather in community. It was unbridled passion and excitement. Everybody was really over the top. Everybody was so excited to be there. Everybody left their fears aside for, you know, at least those couple of hours. And I think that's a really important thing to be able to offer people.
So let's talk about the newness that you referred to a minute ago. And I'm going to play a little sound here and I'll tell you what it is. You're going to know it, but I'll tell you what it is afterward. So that is the Ukrainian Bell Carol Chorus from a performance by the Chernivtsi Vocal Group, 2010, Lviv. And you are bringing Ukrainian carols into the performance. Talk about that.
Well, each year when we do this, when we plan a new program, we try to think about, well, what's on people's minds, what's in people's hearts. And over the last quarter century, that's been a lot of different things, including the first Christmas after 9/11 and the marathon bombing and strife within our country, strife without our country. And obviously, people have thought about a lot more about Ukraine than they had at any other point in their lives over these last 9 months. And that conflict is still very much present. And it's a country with a really rich, mostly Eastern Orthodox Christmas tradition. And we started thinking, well, what better time to bring some of that music and just remind people that there are people who are celebrating the season under extremely challenging circumstances. So we look through the rest of the tradition. Everyone knows the Ukrainian Bell Carol, otherwise known as Carol of the Bells.
But I bet a lot of people didn't know it was Ukrainian.
Didn't know it was Ukrainian, right. The people have called it for years. They called it just Carol of the Bells. And that is an old traditional tune set originally in a non-folk way in 1914, I think, and first heard over here in 1922 as part of a Ukrainian National Chorus sold-out tour across this country, which was part of the then Soviet states' publicity campaign, basically, between the two wars. Then we looked further into the tradition and found all these wonderful pieces and picked one that our chorus could sing in Ukrainian. We've been working with a Ukrainian singer to work and get that just right. As you probably know, it's not an easy language. The one we picked is called Dobry Vechir Tobi, which means good evening, people. And it's basically a Here We Come a Wassailing song where a group of carolers will go door to door and remind the master and mistress of the house that it's polite at this time of the year to invite them in for some food and drink.
So I'm going to play a little sound in the background as we go on here. We spoke with, at the beginning of the conflict, we spoke with Olga Lisovska, who's a Ukrainian singer, an opera singer, immigrant to the U.S., and sang us a song called The Prayer for Ukraine as a way to connect us and our listeners with the Ukrainian community. Here's a little bit of Olga. And it gives a sense of the language and the feel. And what are the connections that are important to you to make among the audience during this holiday season every year in connecting the audience to the broader community? What's the vision there for you?
Well, one of the interesting connections to make right off the bat is Olga is indeed the singer who has been coaching our association. So that was a really wonderful Christmas miracle right there.
That is so cool.
Well, each year, you know, we try to think about what people are celebrating. We try to think about what people fear. We gather together in community once a year. And I mean, people have various reasons for doing that. Some of them celebratory and some of them a little bit more thoughtful. But I think at the core of it is that we all need to come together, hold hands possibly, and say, it can be better than this. It will be better than this. That if there is no season of hope, where you look to ideals, you look to spiritual ideals, you look to religious ideals of how the world can be, then it's very difficult to go on with our lives, especially, you know, where everything seems to be flipping upside down as it has been in the last few months. So we hope to, you know, send people back out into the night joyous, happy, sometimes a little bit tipsy, but most of all, with a renewed sense of the possibilities that the holiday season is there to remind us of.
All right. Keith Lockhart is the conductor of the Boston Pops Orchestra. And if you'd like tickets to one of the 34 shows in Boston and around Massachusetts, you can find them at bostonpops.org.